What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
And back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Tim Kraft. What you call out of Catamounts, out of Big, out of the SoCon, and out of South no more. Coach Kraft, man, how things in the mountains over there in Carolina, man? How you enjoying the mountain views over there, man?
Hey, I love the mountain views, man. We got them all over Cullowhee. It's a beautiful place to work every day. It's like, feel like you're on vacation up there in the mountains every day.
100%. It kind of reminds me, I go up to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. So it's kind of that same area. Reminds me of that, man. I love being in the cabins, love being in the mountains, love that outdoor environment and vibe, man. So you get it every day, man. I'm a little jealous of you, Coach.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. It really is beautiful. We're really enjoying that.
And Coach, let me ask you, man, this is a good job you took, man, because Coach Grady did a hell of a job there when he was there. He's moved on to Coastal Carolina. And so it's good to take over a job where it's been a winner already. You're getting in, get put your own spin on it. So how cool was it to come to a place where you do was winning, and now you can put your own spin on it now and make it even better?
Yeah, Austin Gray and staff, they really got Bill Graham, the 3 years he was there. Had a great team last year, really talented. So that is a good thing. There's a lot of momentum at Western Carolina right now. There's a lot of excitement around men's basketball in on our campus and in our community. So it's great to step into a job where that has been built and established, and we can come in and try to continue to elevate that.
And Coach Kraft was good about it. Coach Kraft, you both know, he's already in the state already. So you're still in the state. Well, same relationships you have with different high school coaches, AAU coaches, different prep schools. So same relationships you've had, same people you've dealt with, means the Garden of Webb. So was that part of the calculus, too, of going to West Carolina that, hey, same state, and I can still get the same people I've already known all these years to find players to help us be successful?
Yeah, certainly that. And just it's a region of the country that I want to live in, and an area that I think would be great for my family and I to live. And a job that we feel like we can be successful in. But yeah, certainly the region and those relationships you have in recruiting are important as well.
100%. And Coach, man, and as you've hired your staff, man, talk about your staff you hired. I know Andre Gray very well, your associate head coach. Talk about your staff you hired, man, how having quality people around you help push your vision or something that it's really, really important to you in hiring who you hired for this staff going forward.
Yeah, I love our staff. I'm really excited about our staff. You know, we had a great staff at Gardner-Webb, and that was a big part of why we were able to be successful. And so we wanted to take as many guys as we could from Gardner-Webb with us. Adam Bullard and Andrew Brown were guys that were with me at Gardner-Webb. Coach Brown for 5 years. Coach Bullard for 7 years was with me at Gardner-Webb. So those guys know how we like to do things. They know how we play, how we kind of operate within our program. So they're vital to getting us started on the right foot. And then we had to, you know, we had to hire, you know, two really important spots on our staff. So, you know, Andre Gray is a guy that we hired as our associate head coach. I've known Andre for probably 20 years over the, just in the business, recruiting against him. He's been at almost every school in the state of North Carolina. You know, besides the ACC schools, almost every other one he's kind of worked at, especially the Division I schools. So, you know, he's super, you know, connected and experienced. He has great relationships in our region, particularly North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia. So he'll be great for our staff in recruiting. He's also a guy that's you know, an elite relationship builder, which helps in recruiting, but I think it's really important on our staff and in the community, or on our staff within our program with our players, you know, developing relationships with our players, you know, developing relationships within our community. He was also at Western Carolina for 4 years with Larry Hunter. And one of the best runs that they've had at Western Carolina, Andre Gray was a part of those teams, was a big part of that staff that recruited players that had won multiple division championships in the Southern Conference. So he knows the area well, and the people at the people at Western Carolina know and remember him, and we're fired up that we got Andre back with us. So he's going to be an important part. And then the other guy we hired was Jackson Simmons. Jackson Simmons was a guy who grew up in Cullowhee. His parents both played basketball at Western Carolina. So I and Cindy were our Western Carolina alums and former players. Cindy's in the Hall of Fame at Western Carolina. So he grew up in Silva, in the community, went to Smoky Mountain High School. When he was coming up out of Smoky Mountain High School, and so I knew him from the time he was probably a junior in high school, and had met his parents and had kept in contact with him. Jackson went on to play at University of North Carolina for 4 years, and then was a GA at Charlotte, was an operation the Dobo at Western Carolina for a year, and then he's been in the NBA. You know, he's been working with his Charlotte Hornets the last 6 years. So Jackson, we joke around on the staff. He's kind of a hometown hero in Cullowhee. And so it was a huge win for us to get him back to Cullowhee. He's got, again, great relationships in the community and the area, and also his experience in the NBA to provide us with new ideas, with things that we want to do, how we want to play, better ways to develop our players. You know, have a guy on your staff that has been in the NBA for 6 years, which is, you know, where all our players want to eventually get to. So just excited about those four guys, and feel like our staff, you know, couldn't be better.
I hear that, man. I see, man, you did a heck of a job doing that thing. That's why I had to ask you about it, man. And also, Coach Crabb, is this, man, as you prep for summer school here coming up here shortly, prepare these guys, get them in your system. So how much will it be team stuff with being your first year? How much you really just work on their games and kind of save that team stuff till August when they come back for the fall semester?
Yeah, that's a great question, boss man. That's a great question. You know, the summer is going to be critical for us. And really, it starts in 3 weeks. You know, I just sending an email out to our players' parents. You know, we're 3 weeks away from guys moving back here or to campus for the first time. So, you know, we're going to always mix team stuff and individual skill development in everything that we do, because both are critical to having a good team. But we certainly will be putting a little more emphasis in all the different team principles this summer than maybe we would be in a normal year, where, let's say, we had eight returners. And, you know, you have eight returners who know your system and know how you play. And then you're just really working to get those new players up to speed in the summer. So this is a new situation where, you know, we don't have a player on the roster that's ever played for me or played in our system. So we have four returning players, and we'll have the rest will be new incoming guys. So we certainly will do a little more from a system standpoint, building our system offensively and defensively to give ourselves a good base, you know, heading into the fall.
100%. I was curious about the guy. I know, like I said, usually you would do development. I know you're development guy, but it's going to be year one and nine new dudes coming in. I got to ask you about that. I just didn't know how you were going to play it out, brother.
Yeah. It'll be fun, man. It's going to be a fun summer.
100%. And Coach, I'm asking this, man, for you being up in the mountains, man, you have a lot of team building activities now as well. We're having nine new guys, having the four returners, trying to best them together. But I know when I played, there's always the awkwardness when they're trying to fill out the new guys. So you got to learn what the dining hall is. I know how to get to the building. So how's going to be building that bond with those four guys, nine new guys, to kind of get them all in one accord to get ready to win next year, man?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, and the summer will be a big part of that. We do a lot of stuff like that in the summer anyways, but it's going to be even that much more important for these guys to get to know each other and, you know, hang out with each other off the court. And so some of that will be, you know, certainly happen organically with just the guys hanging out with each other, non-scripted. And then, you know, certainly we're going to be really intentional about organizing some team activities, whether that's cookouts and meals at coaches' houses you know, in the summer we've done this for years. We'll play coaching staff versus players and have kind of a weekly competition where we're playing, you know, different sports like softball or tennis and pickleball, volleyball. So we'll do that throughout the summer, which is, again, kind of intentional, just time to experience things together and have some fun and get to know each other a little bit just while we're doing fun things. Being in the mountains, like you said, you know, we're looking into it right now, different types of things we can do, from hikes to camping to trout fishing, maybe tubing down the river. You know, all kind of cool stuff that we can do outside, and also things that maybe guys have never done before. We love to do that within our program, expose our players to things that are new and things that they've never maybe experienced before. So we're going to be doing a lot of that. And then, you know, also just meeting as a team and laying the groundwork and the foundation for the values and the culture that we believe in, how we want to operate on a day-to-day basis. So it's going to be a really, it's going to be a lot of fun as staff, try to enjoy every minute of it and help our players really get it.
Coach Krav, I'm pretty sure you're having a hard time scheduling games because since they did win last year. So how has scheduling games been, trying to find non-con games out of SoCon to play next year and trying to make sure you challenge the guys before that SoCon gauntlet comes up?
Yeah, and it's been all about, you know, scheduling is also a challenge. One of the things we have this year with the SoCon is we're playing every team in the Southern Conference and every team in the Atlantic Sun, you know, plays against one has two games that are across the conference. So we play at Queens, which will be a good game too, just in terms of a regional game, right? In Charlotte. And we have Bellarmine who'll be coming to our place, to Cullowhee, to play. So we're still kind of working on those dates. We are playing against three Power Five opponents. And again, our non-conference schedule isn't released yet. We're still trying to finalize it, but we do have three really challenging games on the road. We got Wake Forest, Tennessee, and Marquette. So three really challenging opponents, and then we have a couple home and home series that are regional games. We're on the road playing at UNC Asheville, and then we have USC Upstate coming to Cullowhee to play. So a couple Big South opponents that obviously I'm familiar with, but it's going to be a really good mix of home and road games and a good mix of like opponents. We'll have some non-division one opponents on there, and then we have three Power Five opponents. So again, we're still working on finalizing that schedule, but it's going well so far.
Yeah, I hope they give you a Saturday game at Mercer where I can come to the game. So I'm praying for. I hope the Mercer game's on Saturday so I can come see you and my buddy Ryan play, man. Because
that'd be great.
Yeah, man. It's always tricky with the NBA schedule. It has to work out just right to make it. So I'm praying for it's a Saturday and we're off there. Saturday, I can come down to make it and see you all play, man. And Coach, I got a couple more for you, man. And for you, man, how has it been meeting the community and embracing you and having been the toast of the town right now? Because it's the O&O still. How's it been, man? Everybody come by, see you, wanting to help the program out and tell you, man.
It's been great. It's been great. The people have been really welcoming. The community of Cullowhee is really excited about men's basketball. Silva, Dillsboro, Jackson County. The people just have been great on campus and in the community. Former players been really welcoming, and they're all excited about continuing to build our program. And I think, you know, when we released that we hired Jackson and Andre Gray, you know, that's even helped us a little more because those two guys are so well thought of. But you said it, man. Right now we're undefeated, so we're going to try to enjoy the time here, the summer and the fall, while we're still undefeated.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your Radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.